President Obama and congressional leaders have returned to Washington to try and reach a deal that would, say it with me, avoid the fiscal cliff, which we will start to fall off as that ball drops in Times Square Monday night. Today on the floor of the Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid, the Democrat, said the House should just pass the Senate bill extending all Bush-era tax cuts on income below $250,000, pass it and get it over with.
It would pass overwhelmingly. Every Democrat would vote for it, and Republicans would vote for it.
John Boehner's office replied that Reid should talk less and legislate more. Well, Jonathan Weissman of the New York Times starts us off. Jonathan, that's basically President Obama's proposal, you know, keeping the Bush-era tax cuts on income below $250,000. But last week, House Speaker Boehner couldn't even get a vote on extending cuts on income up to $1 million. So where does Harry Reid get this thinking that the $250,000 plan would pass?
I actually think he's absolutely right. When that bill came up last week, John Boehner's bill, the Democrats took a hard line. And so all of the Democrats were going to vote no on that. That meant that he had to have virtually all Republican votes. If the Speaker took up this Democratic bill from the Senate, then he would get a mix of Democrats and Republicans and almost certainly would get the requisite 218.
Well, and so is he likely to do that?
No, he is not likely to do it because, remember, on January 3rd, the next House of Representatives will reconvene and will elect a new speaker. All the Democrats will be expected to vote for Nancy Pelosi. All the Republicans need to vote for John Boehner to be the Speaker of the House. That should be a no-brainer, right? But it would only take 17 Republicans to vote against John Boehner or even to abstain to put John Boehner's speakership in jeopardy. So he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to risk losing his speakership by putting a Democratic bill onto the floor of the House of Representatives for a vote now.
And so you say it's primarily this political concern of the vote for the speakership of the House. So that means that we are headed for this fiscal cliff. Is this like the Mayan apocalypse of last week, you know, and nothing will happen? Or, you know, is something going to immediately happen?
I think that what you're going to see on January 1st, everyone's going to wake up and find out nothing happened. It was like the Mayan apocalypse. But the Treasury Department will adjust withholding tables on your paycheck. And that first paycheck that comes, whether it's January 7th, whether it's January 14th, you're going to find that you're getting less money. And when people wake up, they're going to be very angry. Yeah. And as one Republican congressman said, you know, by mid-January, the calls are going to come in. By the third week of January, it's going to be like throwing up. You don't want to do it, but you just got to get it over with. That's when they deal with it, when people are really angry that their taxes just shot up.
Well, the Boston Globe is reporting that cities and towns aren't immediately vulnerable because their money's already been appropriated. But later in the year, things like special education, heating for the poor, those will see cuts. We are hearing about federal agencies sending out memos, letting people know what will happen down the road. But as you said, not immediately.
I really honestly believe that one of the reasons we're not seeing a real sense of urgency on the part of Congress is because they know for all the talk of cliffs, they have a few weeks before the pain really begins to set in.
And you read about something we've been hearing about, how Senate Minority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, might play a deal-breaker role. Again, it doesn't sound like this is going to happen until the first, you know, couple weeks of January. But is that the thinking, that he might, you know, it might have to be the Republican who'll be able to bring this, bring people together?
It was Mitch McConnell who figured out how to get over the debt ceiling crisis in 2011. So a lot of people look to McConnell and say, hey, he's been the fixer in the past. Maybe he can save us. You're right. Mitch McConnell has so far shown no inclination in bailing anybody out on the fiscal cliff. And that's perhaps because he, in 2014, is up for re-election. We know that Kentucky has a big Tea Party contingent. They elected Rand Paul in 2010. He's got to worry about his right flank, just as John Boehner has to worry about his right flank.
You say that Mitch McConnell is, you know, watching out for his right flank in the Tea Party, but We're reading, I'm looking at a headline in your paper about how a weaker Tea Party is narrowing its focus, moving away from the fiscal showdown to other issues. We're hearing Republicans say, Republican party leader in New Hampshire saying Republicans made a big mistake giving too much power to the Tea Party. And yet it sounds as if you're saying people like Mitch McConnell aren't there yet.
Kentucky is not New Hampshire. Kentucky probably has a much more virulent sense of anti-government impulses. Now, I'm not saying that McConnell should be worried about his right flank. I'm just saying that it is a natural inclination coming from where he comes to not underestimate the power of that anti-government fervor.
Jonathan Weissman of the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you.